Welcome to the Dames Who Dish podcast.
What a beautiful sunny day in Northern California, Anne.
It is. We were just saying we don't want to be inside, but we are.
It's a whopping 75 degrees.
I'll believe you this time. I'll give it to you. It's been so nice.
I know. It's supposed to rain later this weekend, I think.
No.
This is that time of year when it goes back and forth. The weather isn't consistent.
It's first day of spring.
It is?
Yes. Today is the first day of spring. Yes, I know that because my husband is very into the seasons. Oh. And he is like, is the first day of spring. It's the earliest it's been in years.
Really? I thought it was the 21st of March.
It usually is the 21st, but no, today is the first day of spring.
Is that because it's
happy spring?
Leap year have anything to do with that?
I don't know. Don't ask me difficult questions like that.
Oh my gosh. So what's going on this week?
We have, is it tonight? What's tonight? It's Tuesday. When is the Jax Taylor fucking show on?
It's tonight, the Valley, isn't it? It's right after Vanderpump Rules.
So I'm seeing so much stuff. Jax is such a shit stirrer.
I saw what you posted on our stories.
It's because Bravo put that out. It's a scene where he's speaking with Sandoval and he is like criticizing Sandoval. I'm like, fucking Jax Taylor, you've done everything that Sandoval has done and worse.
Times 10. He's such an idiot. I really can't stand him.
I can't wait to watch.
You know what I did hear? Somebody was talking about meeting, now I can't remember. I listened to too many podcasts. Mm-hmm. I can't remember who saw Britney where. It may have been at the Jax sports bar opening or whatever.
What are you going to say? Because I can tell you we probably listened to the same thing.
That she wasn't very nice.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm.
That she was not very nice, which I've heard before, by the way.
Do you think she's not very nice because she's just so fucking pissed at Jax right now?
Well, I mean,
apparently they've been separated. They've been separated since December. She moved out. That's what they're saying now, is that they kept it under wraps for a long period of time. But now it's coming out that in December she moved out.
Why would they keep it under wraps? I mean, we're going to watch the show, but I don't think we want to see.
Yeah, but I don't think it happens on the show. And it's not apparently it's not that he cheated.
No, but she's dropping little Easter eggs like we're supposed to figure it out. She said Jax did something that a husband should never do in a marriage. So what is it? I thought maybe he was back doing coke or something, allegedly.
Yeah, but in a marriage like that, well, that is like he cheated. But now she's saying he didn't cheat.
So what would he do
in
a marriage?
He left his dirty underwear on the floor. He didn't mow the lawn when he was supposed to. He didn't do the honey-do list. What the fuck?
Maybe he didn't sleep with someone, but maybe he was having
an emotional affair.
Conversations with people?
Jax has that all the time. That's very Jax-esque.
I don't know, but I'll watch and we'll report back on Friday and see what it's all about. But she says that we'll be able to tell from watching that there's some issues.
Maybe Jax gives everything away just watching Jax. We know he's
not
lying.
But he's not going to throw himself under the
bus. But he also has not been on TV in such a long period of time. He's so polarizing that I can't wait to watch him.
Heather McDonald said she went to the screening of The Valley and she said everybody else was just mingling. Kristen, Brittany, whatever. They were talking to people. Jax was the only one that was like glued to the screen the whole entire thing.
It absolutely does not surprise me.
No, not at all.
This was a whole year ago. They filmed this
so
long ago. Speaking of nothing that we're talking about, I want to talk about Catherine.
Where the fuck is Kate Middleton?
Kate Middleton.
So we're both listening, I think, to the Pop Apologist, who is go-to source for all things.
And they say, we're embarrassed that we are your go-to source because we know nothing.
Well, yeah, but they're doing the work so that we don't have to.
So it was presented to us, I believe, yesterday. TMZ put out this video of William and Catherine shopping at a farmer's market sort of thing in her hometown where her parents live. Seems plausible, right? Yeah, no, not plausible.
Well,
very grainy footage. People broke it down.
It's not that grainy.
It's grainy enough where like fucking real photographers could get a clear picture of William and Kate.
Yeah, but this was just a citizen that took the video, apparently.
Sure, sure. They don't have fucking people and press following them everywhere they go?
Well, when the announcement was made that they were, everything's fine, they were seen at a farm stand and blah, blah, blah. And I thought, well, where's the video? Where's the photos? Because nothing came out. And then several hours later, there was this video. And I, right when I saw it, I go, that doesn't look like Kate. First of all, is her hair that long? And the papologist talked about it too. It didn't look like her. It looked like it could resemble her, but it didn't look like her.
She was also so fucking happy. Like nothing happened. Everything's fine. I'm feeling great.
She didn't have surgery.
Everything around. And it was grainy. It was far away. And I was like, oh, maybe it is her. So then I took a screenshot. I blew it up and I'm like, that's not her.
It's not her. No.
So then all these TikToks came out where there's these two that play William and Kate. They're
impersonators. Yeah.
And they look a lot like them, but the Kate woman is a lot taller than the real Kate. So what the pop apologist or somebody else, oh no, it was another TikTok. I've gone down this rabbit hole. It's really bad.
Too much to keep track of.
But there was this other TikToker that figured out that the height differentiation between William and Kate is a certain thing, even when she's in heels. This couple that was walking out of the farmer's market, this Kate was in flats next to William, and she was almost his height. And they're nowhere near that. William's much taller than Kate.
Well, and the pop apologist also said, when have we ever seen Kate in athleisure wear?
Well, I have.
Have you?
I will push back because I've seen her. Her and William have done runs before where they've, you know, done charity runs. And so she's been in athleisure wear before. So it didn't surprise me what she was wearing. It was just... Why is it so green? And like, it just didn't make sense that no photographers were there following them. I mean, they have fucking BBC everywhere. That's their job. These photographers in the UK follow just William and Kate. And there's nobody there but this amateur person.
The citizen.
Sure.
The citizen of London just happened to be
no
there.
No guards, nothing.
They also were talking about the people around that were sitting like at the restaurant or wherever they were walking, like nobody flinched.
No,
nobody.
Nothing.
I mean, where was their security? Was there anybody
that's what
I'm with
saying.
Them?
There's no, I called them guards, but we can say security. Yes. There's nobody around.
So we know that there was an ambulance that came to the castle, I guess.
End
it was
of
castle
December, right
Balmore
after,
or
right
whatever.
After Christmas.
Right after Christmas. Nobody knows what that was about. Was it Charles? Was it Kate? So the theory now, and they said they have it on good authority.
The pop apologist
is that she did have surgery. She also found out that William has been having an affair with Rose Hanbury, and she had a mental breakdown.
And that Rose had a love child,
right.
Apparently.
But she's got twins, because I did a little digging on
Rose
her.
Rose does?
Yeah, she's got twins.
So is Rose still married?
Yeah, and they live near.
Oh, right. So the couples used to hang out together. They live about a mile away.
Right. There's photos of them together.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. It's really weird. It said that, you know, William told Kate that he wasn't going to hide the affair any longer. Mm. There's a lot of theories that William is not the great guy that people think. That's why Harry and William had a big falling out, because Harry knew about this Rose Hanbury. And I mean, all kinds of shit.
It's crazy. So these funny theories have turned into possible theories.
Right.
And it's wild.
Also, Rose Hanbury's husband is 23 years older than her. She's 40. He's 63.
So Rose and Harry dated, right?
A while ago. Yeah.
The theory now is that they never stopped having some kind of an affair, and that Harry has never stopped his affair with Rose, just like his father never stopped his affair with Camilla.
I know. Isn't that crazy? And Harry is now the golden child. If all this stuff is true, Harry's the golden child.
Don't tell me that Harry and
Meghan
were fucking telling the truth. Don't tell me that. I believe Harry's telling the truth, but Meghan is just annoying. So it's going to really annoy me if Meghan was fucking just fully, totally in her rights this whole time. And like, you don't know these people. They are fucking crazy.
Well,
I think that's what we're going to find out.
I'm afraid we might. And, you know, Megan's probably sitting there in her, you know, Santa Barbara
ivory tower.
Yeah. just going, well, well, well.
Well, look at what you're seeing now. Kate, we haven't seen. Charles, we haven't seen.
Also, why all this media frenzy, it's so chaotic, is because each royal has their own PR team. So obviously, they're not coordinating any of this.
We actually learned that from Megan. I call her Meg.
Meghan Markle?
That everybody has their own PR team. But are they so bad at their jobs?
Well, who are they hiring? That's what I want to know.
Again, prop them up. If they're alive, well, prop them the fuck up. But I believe more and more that Kate is pissed. Kate is not playing along. Either that or Kate is dying. Like, there's no in between. Because otherwise she would be seen. She has always towed the line with the royals.
I think it has to be a mental breakdown, because if she had surgery in December, you know she's probably up and around by now. I mean, maybe not back to full 100%.
But also, if she had surgery, legit surgery in her abdomen area, whatever that is, talk about it. Tell us what's going on. Have her Zoom. Put her on somewhere. She can't speak. Like, what's happening?
No, but I'm seeing she can walk out to the balcony and wave to the people.
Prop her up.
So I don't think she's mentally, I don't think she can handle it. That's what it is. We just cracked the case.
Between the pop apologists and everything. Like, where's Charles now? What's going on with Charles?
Well.
Yes.
Word on the street is he's a lot more ill than we are being told.
There were rumors he's passed.
Well, yeah, I don't think he's passed.
I don't think he's
passed. But Camilla took a break also from public.
They all have. What is happening behind those walls? Behind the pearly gates? What's going on?
Harry, he escaped. He's lucky. He's lucky he's not there.
Again.
And then
I didn't believe any of it. Now I believe all of it.
No, but I've heard twice today on two separate podcasts that Nostradamus predicted Queen Elizabeth's death in 2022.
What?
And also predicted in, I think it was 2024, that there was going to be something going on with the
royals, the monarchy?
Yeah, the monarchy.
What do we think? Here's what I'm thinking. I don't know. Do you think Harry will come back? Harry will come back. Take the throne from William.
He can't. He's been already removed.
What's the oldest son's name?
William Jr., isn't it?
George. George will take over the throne. Maybe it's up to George now.
George is what? 10, 11?
Doesn't matter. He's a child. He will be a child king. They've had them before. Come on.
This is true. But it's crazy. It's crazy. So, we don't know where the fuck Kate Middleton is or what's happening, but this just is getting creepier and creepier every day.
It actually is.
And they're just doing such a poor job, because this whole thing is spiraling because they're not talking.
They're not doing anything.
And they're putting out fake shit.
And the fake shit is what is prompting everything
else. Of course.
So do you think they put these clones at that farmer's market?
Of course.
They did?
I would imagine that they,
You don't think those?
That was really William, though, wasn't it?
No.
That wasn't him either?
No. Okay. If they put really William with the fucking fake, that would be crazy. No, I think it was the fakes, the two fakes. You think William was with the fake, Kate?
That's what I thought. Yeah, because I thought it looked like him.
Okay. That would be
really
wild.
Screwy. I know.
I mean, the fake guy looks like him, too. I don't know.
I know.
You're asking me questions I don't know answers to.
But then why weren't they like wearing sunglasses or something?
Yeah, why wouldn't she put on a hat? She's worn a baseball hat before. I've seen Kate in a baseball hat.
A little something to camouflage her.
That's why I think these two just went out and did their own fucking thing. Like, hey, let's go to the farmer's market where Kate grew up and where her family is.
Palace come back and say that everything's fine?
Don't know. Have you? I don't follow up on shit.
No.
Do you? No,
we're in the U.S. What do we care?
Go to Pop Apologists. They have all the answers.
Oh, God. All right. So I dug into the Traders UK. I'm all caught up.
Wow. Gina, you really dug in.
I did.
You did it. You did a me. You did an Anne.
Well, once I start, I can't stop.
How good is this? Is this possibly better than the first season UK? I can't remember first season because I remember I loved that, but this is So good.
Are we so attracted to these players when we don't even know them?
I think it's the accents. It has to be the accents.
It's the accents, but it's also their personalities are just so colorful.
But imagine these personalities as Americans. They'd be annoying, right?
Of course they would.
Yeah, but put the accents on there and they're really good players and it's fun.
I was trying to figure out why is Paul so popular? I don't understand. He's just super nice. Is that it?
The redhead?
Yeah. Everybody loves him. He's been targeted a couple times.
Yeah, but he's been targeted. Okay, we're not going to give anything away. But what about where they put him in the dungeon? They haven't done that in the U.S. I love
that. And the four of them, two traitors and two non-traitors, had to stay there the whole entire day.
But the traitors put themselves there. And then we found out, I didn't know this part of the rules, traitors can't vote out traitors.
No, you know who talked about that? I think it was... Kate Chastain, I think, most said that part of the rules are you're not supposed to vote them out. You're not supposed to.
Well, no, you can vote them out. You can't kill a traitor.
You can't kill a traitor.
That's what it is. So so them putting themselves in the dungeon, it was a whole nother mindfuck.
Yeah.
It's really good. And then there's that twist we won't say.
Well, yeah, but they talk about that.
I know
they talk about it.
We know. No. Oh, yeah. We know there's a mother-son combination in there. But
the mother is such a fucking Karen.
but she's amazing. You would never know. They look nothing alike.
No, they're playing off well. And they don't know if each other is a traitor or they say they're faithfuls, but they don't know if either one is a traitor.
They both are faithfuls because we know this. But I think the mother thinks the son is a traitor.
She's thinking maybe.
She's thinking, I'm being saved. And I think because my son could be a traitor. It's good.
Harry, the young kid, is playing an amazing game.
I hope he wins.
I hope he does too because he's so composed.
Yes.
He's very smart and he's playing it perfectly.
He really is. He's got the empathy and sympathy from the other faithfuls. They fully believe he's a faithful because he's a little emotional at times, which is great. He knows what he's doing. He's fucking smart. But he's killing. He's killing. Like
and
no
the,
other.
The one guy, Jazz, he knows it's Paul. He knows it's Paul.
He does.
He keeps saying it's Paul.
But he also knows nobody's rallying around him because everybody loves Paul. And Paul knows he knows.
Yeah.
Paul's like, this fucking guy's got my number.
Well, Jazz told Harry,
"Yeah,
I know it's Paul."
Yep.
So which one, if you had to pick one of the three traitors left, who's going to turn? Mm. I think it's going to be Miles.
Turn on another traitor?
Yeah. I think he could potentially...
I think Miles is
I don't
too,
trust Miles.
Miles is very subdued.
Almost too much.
Right. I disagree. I think Harry and Paul will turn on Miles before Miles turns on anybody else. They are in it together. They're playing the same game.
True. But Harry's playing it better.
Harry's playing it better. Yeah. Because Paul's a nice guy, but they're suspicious of him. Which they should be, because he's a great traitor.
Right, he is a good traitor. So is this on Thursdays?
I don't know because I caught up. So I don't know what day it is. I don't know what, but I keep looking and it's not on yet.
Why do they do that?
I'm very upset. I'm very upset.
You know, Australia's out now too. Traitors Australia.
Shit. So we didn't finish the first season, did you? Australia?
I can't remember.
I just remember starting it and it was more competitive driven. And normally I like that kind of show. Hey, by the way. Did you watch Amazing Race?
I finished two episodes.
There's only one or two episodes.
Yeah, I think
there's only one episode. They're long.
Oh, maybe it's one.
It's long.
Because it was an hour and a half.
Yeah, it's a long episode.
I finished the first one when they're in Puerto Vallarta. Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We never really go in deep with Amazing Race, but it's just a fun show to watch.
It's entertaining. All right, now let's talk about the apple.
Apples don't fall.
Apples don't fall.
On Peacock.
This you shit show.
You did not really want to watch. You were kind of like, I've heard so many reviews. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to... Well, you haven't finished.
No.
Okay.
I'm on episode five. How many episodes are there?
There are seven or eight.
Okay. So I'm on five.
Oh, okay. No, there may be seven because the end of episode six, you're like, what the fuck? So
does it get better? Because I haven't said what the fuck yet.
It's a really good question. No. You won't say what the fuck until the end of episode six.
Here's my issue with it.
Okay.
So far, the acting is not great.
And
that one daughter,
by the way,
Amy.
Great actors and actresses.
Well, even Annette Bening and the husband, he's a big actor too. Yeah. I can't remember his name. He's that popular. They were both not good. It was like overacting.
It's very strange. I know. I agree. There's another actor that was in White Lotus season one.
His son.
Yeah. So there's some great actors and they're intertwined with some maybe newbies that I've never seen before.
Well, the daughter, Amy, is a terrible actor. The one with the long hair.
Yes.
She's awful. Mm-hmm. And I was trying to figure out, there's four kids, but they all kind of seem like they're the same age or very close.
Well,
in age.
Amy's the oldest and she looks and acts the youngest. Me too.
It does. So a lot of it doesn't make sense.
Right.
And then, I mean, the Annette Bening goes missing and they're acting so nonchalant about it. They're like, yeah, my mom's missing. She's been missing for 5 days. I wonder where she could be.
Yeah.
It's like, are you kidding me?
So my sister-in-law reads all of the, it's, I don't know how to say her name, Liane Moriarty.
Author.
She's the author. Yeah. I think it's Liane. I don't know. She gave me this book and she said, this didn't get great reviews and I didn't love it, but you may like it. And so I took the book. I'm like, I've never read her before. It's been there on my side table for a year. Finally, I watched this whole thing and I text her. I go, did you read this book? She goes, yeah, I read all of her. And then I went, I think this is the fucking book. I picked up the other book that somebody gave me. I look underneath. It's the book.
It's the book.
I went, oh, shit. So I finished it. You just have to finish it at this point.
I can't comment. But just the title alone, the apple doesn't fall. So
apples don't fall.
Some child, one of the kids has something to do with
it. Well, no, the apples, because she was riding the fucking bike with the apples they were on the street. Oh, yeah. Don't go too deep into the title. I don't think that. No.
Oh, that's what they meant.
Yeah. Don't go. Yeah, no. Oh, forget about God. That. So I watched The Program on Netflix. It's the documentary about Paris Hilton type school people sent their kids away.
Depressing.
It keeps saying it's like cult-like, religious. Yeah, these are hard to watch because it is depressing. It's like still going on, but it's the students go back to the school. This one student for 10 years, she's been doing this documentary. Same old shit, same cult shit. Mm. Horrible, whatever. It's called The Program on Netflix. It's hard to recommend because it's a little depressing. Then there's our listener, Julie, recommended The Truth About Jim. And it's a granddaughter who thinks her step-grandfather could have been a serial killer.
Oh.
So there's only 3 episodes. I'm on episode 2. Again, a bit depressing, but I mean, I kind of like this shit. I don't know if he will be a serial killer, but if he's not, he's a fucking horrible person. He's dead now. He was a molester, a teacher.
God.
Yeah, he was disgusting. So it's hard to finish. Like, I'm like, do I care? Like, I don't know if I care.
Are you a person that has to finish what they started?
Apparently, according to my husband, I don't.
Yeah, because I'm not.
No, you're not.
No.
Usually I do, but I found that I've picked up certain shows and I'm like, oh, yeah, I kind of forgot I was watching that. So The Truth About Jim, I don't know if I can get back into. I may, because it's only, like, I only have an episode and a half left. If I have time, I'll pick it up. Should we go to Bachelor?
Let's go to Bachelor, because
a little more uplifting Bachelor.
Yeah, I wasn't really into it.
It was a women tell all. I forgot who half these women were. I don't really care. Everybody seems to love Maria, though. They're like, Maria for Bachelorette.
Well, yeah, but you know they give those people those signs that are in the audience.
Of course they do.
But Maria, I like the fact that she stuck up for herself with Leah, because Leah she came off as a total bitch.
Agreed.
And then she was crying.
Well, I think Leah, she was the one that when they announced Joey as the Bachelor, she came on the stage, got this envelope to be opened. I think she felt like she was, I don't know, like she seemed sweet enough, but then you got to know her a little bit. And she was like, I'm going to be the warrior for all the women who can't speak for themselves.
Yeah.
And all those other women are like, shut the fuck up. We don't need you speaking for me.
And she's 23. So she was one of the younger girls in the group. So nobody appreciates someone that's younger than them telling them what they should do.
They also, the Sydney girl that was the blonde that went on the 2-on-1 with her and Maria, she never fully explained herself. She was like, no, you did say these things. Maria said you're lying. I'm like, show the fucking tapes. Roll the tapes. Who's telling the truth? I think these girls just get caught up in the moment.
I guess. You think they forget that they're being filmed? Or maybe. Do you think they're doing it because they're being filmed?
I think, I don't know.
Who knows?
I'm not sure. Maria came out looking like a fucking star, though. Everybody was she on did. Maria's side.
Yeah. It was mm-hmm. kind of hard not to be on her side.
So Jesse says, we didn't think it was fair to leave you hanging for another week. So we're headed back to Tulum to show you what happened when Kelsey left the note that said, we need to talk to Joey. So he gets that note. He freaks out and he's like, oh my God, all these things are going through his head. Apparently, like, I'm never good enough. Nobody ever loves me like I love them.
That's
she's leaving
the theme with him. I wonder
Jesus,
if they told
what
him
what the fuck happened to him.
I don't know.
It was, couldn't have been from just the last Bachelorette.
I wouldn't think so.
I mean,
then it was really affecting him.
Yeah. I was like, did charity affect you that much? I guess so. I mean, he was willing to get on a knee for charity. So maybe it was just too soon for him to do the Bachelor. I don't know. But Kelsey comes to his room. She's like, oh, yeah, no, I just missed you. And then he was really fucked up. Then he's like, wait, you don't know how that would affect me and all this shit. And then she felt guilty. That was so uncomfortable.
It was dramatic. They told her to do that. They wanted some drama. They wanted everybody to go, oh, my God, is she going to go home? We know how it works.
All she needed to do was say, I absolutely miss you. I hate that we're spending all this time apart. That's it. There's no way she would have said, I need to speak to you.
Yeah, she could have put it all in the note. Of course. This is why I fucking hate the show sometimes. We know what's happening.
Frustrating. So he sends Rachel home. I don't know. Rachel cried too much. Even on the reunion, Rachel cried too much. The women tell all, Rachel cried too much. They need to have tissues because everybody's wiping their face. Like, stop with the fingering on the face. Give her a fucking tissue. Finally, Jesse gives his little cloth napkin. Just have tissues there. Everybody was crying. Everybody loves Joey. All those girls love Joey.
Kind of hard not to. I mean, he's not an asshole.
No, he's a sweet guy. He is. So what do you think happens when they show the previews? Well, I mean, we think we know. We've heard rumors. We both know spoilers. Mm-hmm. However, we don't know how it happens. It looks like when they show the previews that he leaves a rose on the table there. So I don't know. I don't know how it will play out.
It's going to be the most
ever.
Shocking.
Ever.
Finale ever.
Married to Medicine reunion?
Yeah, this was not necessary. I don't think.
Except I wanted to see Apollo. And of course, Phaedra knew Apollo was coming.
Yes,
she invited him.
I didn't realize he spent 5.5 years in prison.
And then I think Andy really wanted to find out what happened in prison because
well,
he was
of
like,
course.
You know, Andy goes, how long did you spend in the joint? Like Andy's calling it the joint. And then he says, you were in there with Joe Giudice. And he goes, yeah, I was. He came in and then I got put in the pan. I got put in the
shoe.
What do you call it? The shoe. For 90 days. And then when he came out, it sounded like Joe had his people and he had his people and they did not get together. I thought this was a minimum security prison.
Not if they're solitary in 90 days. What did he do?
Now I'm thinking, is this like Love After Lockup? Is this intense 90 days in shit?
Yeah, like, that's crazy.
What the hell? Him and Joe did not, their crews did not mesh?
I mean, how do you feel being Phaedra when you're there? And this is the second time that Apollo was in prison. Because wasn't she his attorney?
Yes.
The first time?
Correct.
So you know he's not a stand-up guy to begin with. Then you have two kids and he goes back to jail for 5.5 years.
Okay, so how awkward was it? We find out he's remarried. Him and Phaedra get along fine. She doesn't have a relationship with the wife. She's like, yeah, no, we don't have a relationship. And then Andy asks the question to Phaedra, something about, would you have ever gotten back together with him? I don't know. There was that question out there. And Phaedra said something like, it would have been nice if we could be together. We could work it out. I don't know, something. And then Andy asks Apollo, did you know that she was considering that or there was a possibility? He's like, I never knew that. It was almost like, shit, if I had known, I wouldn't have gotten remarried.
Well, I think he said something like, I didn't know that was an option.
Yes.
And when he said that, I thought, ooh, how does his new wife feel about
that's
that?
That's exactly what I thought.
probably shouldn't have said that, Apollo.
But also the awkward conversation about Gregory and Phaedra.
Now, I fully believe. So apparently what Phaedra said was that she spends, or this is, Phaedra didn't say that. Who said this? Somebody said she spends about $4,000 a month on upkeep, basically. And that's what she would need from whoever she's dating to pay for.
Yeah, she told upkeep. No, she told Gregory that this is what I would need from a man to be with me.
To sustain now, the relationship.
This was also before Apollo, before even Quad and Gregory are together. This was many years ago. He was in school still, I think. He was in...
Yes.
Yeah, he was in college still, or getting his PhD, whatever.
So way back then, yeah. Phaedra was spending allegedly $4,000 a month on upkeep.
She was like, this is what I would need to make me happy every month. Like, wow. Can you give? And he's like, I'm a student and I can't give that. She said, Gregory, were we romantic in any way? And he's like, not mutually romantic. Okay.
Yeah.
That's gross.
That is gross. That is gross.
I mean, how embarrassing, Gregory.
How embarrassing for him. How embarrassing for Sweet Tea.
Yeah, well, but it happened so long ago.
Well, I know, then, but just
and
shut
then Apollo up. Like steps in for Phaedra, like, well, listen, she has this quality of life that she expects, and this is like now it wouldn't be 4,000; it'd be a lot more than that.
Well, so how did Apollo?
Well, because he's
fund her lifestyle.
He didn't. He's hot,
well,
and he
illegally,
funded it.
That's
yeah,
how.
Exactly. She got more than 4,000 a month because it was illegal. She was. I guarantee she fucking knew what he was doing.
I feel like she totally knew.
Or he didn't, but she didn't ask any questions.
She didn't ask any questions. Right. And she was very careful not to associate herself from a business perspective in any kind of way with him.
That was easy to separate.
Yeah. She's not a stupid person.
No, she's not. We went over the Hilton Head thing again. We get it. Simone still acted like she couldn't cancel the reservations that she made a week in advance. At Hilton Head.
Yeah, I don't buy that.
I don't buy that.
Mm-hmm. But also Simone said that Heavenly is speaking for Jackie and that's putting a damper on their relationship.
It is. And while she's saying that, Jackie's just sitting there. Pipe in, Jackie.
But Jackie never really says anything.
She doesn't. She lets Heavenly fight her battles for her.
She does.
Sweet Tea and Heavenly are not feeling each other. But Heavenly's sort of going to counseling. And she actually, when Sweet Tea was yelling at her, she's like, you want to fight? Jackie, get up and fight her. Jackie, you do it. Like, I'm not going to fight her anymore. Jackie, you do it. And they started laughing. That was actually pretty funny. Heavenly can be very comical.
She's very funny,
yeah.
But you don't want to get on her bad side
because
she will rip you. So then they spent a lot of wasted time recapping the 10 years, which we didn't need to see.
No. It was uncomfortable, too.
It was uncomfortable.
So Phaedra says something about, next year, I will handle the couple's trip.
And it's like going international.
But also, is Phaedra coming back to Married to Medicine without any medicine in her background? She fake dated a guy to get on the show. So what's happening now? She's just going to be on the show now.
Maybe she'll find someone.
This is a better show for her.
I think that they will leave her where she's at because it was a good mix, even though she's not a doctor.
I like her on the show.
In a relationship with a doctor, but she does get along well with the girls and... she's a good fit.
Do you think Kemma and Alicia will be back? They had a little bit of a hard time this season.
I mean, they didn't really. Did they add anything? Not really.
Well, just the uncomfortableness of Kemma's feelings about women and their role as a mother and a wife.
I guess that you have to add someone because you've got Phaedra, Heavenly, Jackie, Simone, Toya. I mean, do you need more than five ladies?
No, you don't. They like to add somebody new and they added Phaedra.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll be back. But Kemma, when he went to the back, he was like, you guys fucking threw me under the bus. Seeing those conversations, you guys having some cigars talking about the way, you know, I treat my wife. That wasn't cool. And they're like, yeah, sorry.
Yeah, we
That's
did.
How we feel.
They're all pretty honest.
All right, let's go to Potomac. It's not over yet. It's not over yet.
I keep waiting, Anne. I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting.
God.
So... when is it over?
I honestly have no idea. I'm literally just waiting for them to put up the cue of like, this is what's happening now.
Yeah.
Because it's so boring. The only funny part was Karen and Ray went to the doctors. And the doctor's like, yeah, you're perfectly fine. You're going to live a long, healthy life. And you know Karen was sitting there like, fuck, that was my storyline this season. Well, was that I had a heart issue.
I'm totally confused because if you've got like a carotid artery and there's blockage.
You should have it cleared.
I don't think that just goes away.
Oh, she's been working out with that guy. I think you have to, football player.
Like go in and get it scraped.
No, not Karen. Not Karen. She's living her best life. She didn't have to.
I was so confused by that whole thing because I'm like, well, what happened?
Nothing. She's fine. So there goes her storyline. She's healthy.
Interesting.
She's healthy. So then the GNA showcase. Oh, God. How do we feel about this?
What part of it? Like the fashions?
All of it. The fashions. Karen actually said it's booty club nightclub wear. She was right on.
It wasn't athletic wear. No. You couldn't exercise in those clothes.
So when we saw them talking about their line, the GNA line, it was what leggings can we work out in that we're comfortable?
Yeah.
And that, then what that wasn't we saw it. That wasn't was it. Lots of hoodies that you wear, long hoodies over short tops and leggings. I don't know what was happening.
None of it I would buy.
No.
None of it.
No. But Giselle was dealing with her dad who was diagnosed with brain cancer. So she wasn't there. So Ashley took over. Fine, but
that's the problem. Ashley took over.
But look at Giselle's style. Like, who do you want?
Yeah, but I feel like Giselle's is more mainstream. Ashley's.
Whoa. Giselle's style? Think about it.
For athleisure wear. She always wears leggings and
I guess
tank
leggings.
Tops or whatever. Okay. But I don't know what this was.
I don't know what. It was horrible.
So I went to the website because I wanted to see
is there anything
the GNA
there?
Website. There's six items, Anne. There are two t-shirts. A baseball cap.
Okay, none of those were in this showcase.
No. A wool beanie.
That says GNA.
GNA.
Oh, God.
One tank top.
Okay, it's fake. It's such bullshit. I hate this
and
shit.
And socks.
So
six items.
Nothing that they showed.
Nothing.
These, oh my God.
Zero.
Is Robin still selling her bedazzled caps?
I don't know because that was supposedly a big business for her.
Well, now she's doing this franchise with Juan, Glow 30.
They're going to rent this subscription, a massage envy where you go in, you pay a monthly
facial,
subscription.
It's a subscription facial thing. Hmm. I don't have a problem with that, but she's so into this. Let's franchise here. How about just getting a real fucking job? Now she has all these things out there. I thought she was a real estate agent. I thought she was flipping houses.
Oh, yeah.
What happened? And then she had her cap line, bedazzled caps. Now she's doing Glow 30. What's Juan doing? Juan's not working.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
But you know what? She wants to make a buck quick.
That's what I don't
Instead
like.
Instead of focusing and concentrating on one thing at
one
a
thing,
time.
One thing and growing it. So let's talk about Wendy's talk show pilot.
Good God, the amount of money. She had $20,000, but then she asked for $50,000. Yeah. Her husband wrote her a check for $50,000.
Here's what I'm going to say. The pilot was amazing. It had all these wonderful women. The theme is Black Girl Magic. I actually really liked the pilot. But then what? Where do you go when you have
five at one time?
And they're all great women and you all have great conversation. But now what?
You're shooting your shot
in episode one. It's over.
Who are you going to call after that?
That's right.
She shouldn't have had too many. It was a little chaotic too.
It's sad because it's like, oh, what a good idea. Then what? That's it. You have a pilot. It's over. You already have the best
guests
on
the best.
And then it's over. Okay. So let's talk about the ending. After the show, the cameras go away, but the mics are still on. And that fucking Deborah chick.
Yeah. So she got into it. She approached Candace.
Yes, she did.
She was the shit starter.
Of course.
And we didn't see it. We only heard it.
And I don't know what happens. I don't know what Candace does, but she was like, oh, you call me Sesame Street character behind my back, but you won't say it to my face. And Candace is like, whatever. And then we don't know. We hear this. Wah, boom, pop, pop. No, just kidding.
Bang, pow.
Bang, pow. Shazam. To be continued.
So next week is the finale.
Come on, I hope so.
Please make
if
it stop.
If only. Oh, man.
I don't know what they're going to do with Potomac, but we're all exhausted. There's just no story.
Nothing. Mia. Okay, so next week we see Mia and Gordy, and they're in the kitchen. Gordy says, well, you know you've been sleeping with this guy forever. Something like that. Let's not pretend any longer. I don't know. Something like that.
Well, in therapy, it was a little dicey.
That was uncomfortable.
Well, you could tell Gordon, he wants to pretend like everything's fine for the cameras when Mia doesn't give a shit. She's letting it out.
She's over it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even mind. I like that Mia's like, well, she's not faking it anymore.
She's not faking it. She's also saying he's been a pain in the ass to deal with, and he hasn't been the nicest.
Right, and he's not romantic. There's no love. It sounds like there's no love there anymore, and they're together for the kids. So we're going to see the breakdown. I don't know if we'll see it all break down, but God, we haven't even gotten there yet. Are we just, shit.
That's what I'm saying. Well, at least she'll have a storyline next.
Yeah, I'm actually interested in Mia.
But, you know, maybe they need to just take a break like they do.
I think they should.
Although Beverly Hills, I heard, is picking up cameras next month. Mm. That's quick.
Did you see somebody was at a Morgan Wade concert and they had a sign up that said, I love Kyle too. And they videotaped and Morgan Wade looked at it and was like, hey, yeah.
They're totally together. No one can convince me otherwise.
Shifty.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll pick this up again in a couple days.
Yeah.
Lots two more times to talk a week. About. 2 times a week. Dames who
lucky
are 2 times a
you.
Week. Talk to you in a couple days. Bye.
Bye.
There is nothing like a dame. Nothing in the world. There is nothing you can name that is anything like a dame.